She felt some dishonor, seeing her clan tattoos in her peripheral vision as she looked back. She was neglecting her duty. She was betraying her responsibility. And she was loving every second of it as she lay prone over the foreigner's desk. She had initially thought her target was sleeping armed, as he had a long, thick shaft at his hilt, visible at his hip underneath his sheets. A gaijin sleeping with a sword? This demanded further investigation. Then she saw it in all of its glory. A weapon, yes, but not the conventional one. This weapon wasn't for eradicating men, it was for eradicating bloodlines. The thickness of the gaijin's shaft amazed her. It could fill her mouth. It could stretch her open in ways unimaginable. It needed to be tested. Tested, tested, taken! The ferocity she was prepared to attack his neck with was now directed at the gaijin's cock. Kissing, licking, massaging. It was no wonder he shot awake so quickly. As the gaijin scrambled to his feet, she had to make a decision. Once she saw his delicious cock in the full moonlight swinging like a lusty pendulum, something snapped inside of her. For the first time since she was taken in by her clan, she lost focus, then regained it by gazing at the gaijin's weapon. She smirked, dropped her weapons and dress all in one deft movement, and presented her ample ass and perfectly shaped hips by bending over his desk. Her dripping cunt and fiery eyes said what words could not. With his first thrust, she knew he was her new master. His Japanese was actually quite good. As he grabbed her hips and pounded relentlessly at her willing body, his grunts of, "Thought you'd kill me, huh? And gonna plant more than a fucking flag inside of you," only made her tighten and anticipate his orgasm with her own. Soon he was whispering in her ear that she belonged to him now, and was to betray her clan again by killing whoever sent her. With a moan of, "Hi," the contract was sealed with a flood of cum into her womb.